Blog Talk Radio. Glory, glory, glory. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. You ought to be shouting, isn't that wonderful? Praise, glory to God, glory to God. We worship him because of who he is. Who he is to us, what he's going to do for you, what he's already done. God is just an awesome God. Yes, he is. God is all-powerful, all-knowing. He's God. He's our God. He's who we worship. He's the one that we adore. He's the one that we're coming before tonight, giving him thanks and praise when we open our eyes this morning. Praise God. Well, you are listening to God's Favorite Ministry coming to you live on Block Talk Radio. Praise God. We just want to come into your homes, on your phones, however you reach us. Just to encourage you in the Word of God. Just to let you know that we love you. Just to know that, to let you know that we're praying for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, because the devil, oh yes, he tries to attack us with many things, but we need each other, and we need to be praying for each other. Praise God. Well, have you lost a loved one, son or daughter, to drugs or to the prison walls, or maybe slain by the bullet? God's whatever you may be going through, it might be what I've called out, but whatever you may be going through, God's favorites are reaching out to help heal your hurts. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor. And truly, we're going to have some labors and some heavy laden days. But he said he would give us rest. Praise God. God is willing to step in the midst of our situation, in the midst of our trials and tribulations, and he will bring us to a place of rest in him. Yes, he will. Praise God. God has no respect of a person. Praise God. He has loved every one of us with an everlasting love. You hear what I said? I might have said it a little bit too fast, so I'll go back and say it again. An everlasting love. That means that love is forever and ever and ever and ever. There's no way to quench that love. That love is so pure. That love is so honest. That love that cares for us more than any love can care for us. Your husband or your wife or your children can't care for you like that love can. That love has been here way before anybody. He always was and he always will be. He is the Alpha and the Omega. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's the kind of love we want. You to desire that love every day. You desire it. You just want God to come in and pour in the oil and the wine to heal you in every way, in your mind, in your health, in your families, in every way. We need that love. Praise God. Well, let's go to prayer. Praise God. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we love you tonight, God. We are so grateful and so thankful, God. God, that everyone that is going to listen to this message tonight, God, Lord, that you will come into their hearts, oh God, and open up and deal with them, oh God, in whatever way they are calling unto you, Lord. Because one calls for you one way and one is calling you for another, God. But God, we know that you are gracious, God. And God, we know, God, that you hear us. So we ask you to come in tonight, God. And hear us, oh God. Be with us. Speak to us, oh God. Move to us, oh God. Father, anyone that needs healing tonight, God, we speak healing in the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, you say healing is the children's bread, God. Yes, God, we pray for the bread of life, God, to heal from the top of their heads to the sole of their feet. We plead the blood, oh God, that will wash away. Wash away anything, oh God, that stands, oh God, in the way or hinders in the way of any kind of way. God, we command Satan to go because you have given us that authority to command our day, oh God, and decree a thing and it shall be done. We decree that we shall walk in holiness. We shall decree that we shall walk in the boldness of you, oh God. We decree that we shall believe, God, your word, God, and your word will take us from glory to glory to glory, God. We just thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing, God. Oh, God, because you are doing mighty things in the church today, God, in your people today, God. Oh, God, but God, you are putting the love back, God, that the devil has tried to destroy, God. Oh, yes, Lord, God, thank you. Thank you, God, that you are developing us, oh, God. Oh, God, oh, God, into what you want us to be, God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, God, now that our homes are healed again, God. Thank you, Lord, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, God. Thank you, Lord, God, for Jesus that is seated on the right hand making intercession for us, God. We thank you for that eye that never is taken off of us, that is steady trickling down on us. We thank you, Lord God, that you're hearing us when we call upon you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for your mighty power, God. We thank you, Lord God, for your outstretched arm, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, oh Father God, that you feeds us with manna from on heaven, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that you, oh God, you just provide everything that we need, God. We thank you that you uphold us, oh God. We thank you in every way, God, that you reaches out to us, oh God. We thank you, God, that you will never leave us nor forsake us. We thank you, oh God, for the way you, oh God, shows yourself mightily in our behalf. When the enemy comes in like a flood, God, you will raise up a standard against him. Praise God. Praise God. Oh, ain't that awesome? When the enemy comes in like a flood, God said he'll raise up a standard against him. Oh, God. Oh, God is right there ready to stop the enemy. He ready to stop the enemy. if you only believe him and trust in him. Praise God. All you got to do is trust your God. Praise God. Trust him. Trust him. Trust him for everything that you have. Praise God tonight. Oh, God is willing to do it. Yes, he will. Got to step in and do it right then. He's waiting on your faith. I see if you're going to extend your faith. God, yes, God. We say yes, God, to your will, God. Yes, to your ways tonight, God. Oh, because we love you, God. Yes, we do, God. Oh, God, we want to honor you. We want to walk upright before you. We want you to be our God. Yes, Lord. You are mighty, O God. You are mighty, O God. You are mighty. You are holy, O God. Yes, you are God. Oh, you are magnificent in all your ways. And we worship you and give you the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God and amen. Praise God. Well, I pray that you have had a wonderful day. If you went out to worship today, because, oh, the Lord is moving. He's moving, and he's moving in mighty ways. And we have to be open and ready for God to move within us. Praise God. Well, I have my co-host here tonight, Sister Peggy Biden. I'm going to let her come, and then I'll be right back with you. Praise God. Praise God. God is awesome.
Yes, he is, and this is God's favorite radio program featuring Pastor Evangelist Vivian George. You may reach us at God's Favorites, Post Office Box 1704, Marrero, Louisiana 70073, area code 504-347-5797. To listen to our radio program, you may dial the number, area code 714-409-0578. Again, that number is area code 714-409-0578. If you would like to give a praise report or just call in for prayer or speak with our pastor, you can press 1. And then that will let us know that you would like to give a praise report or you'd like to speak to our pastor or just ask others to help pray with you on your situation. Minister Janice Williams is also the host of Victorious Living, which is part of God's favorite radio program on Friday nights at 7 p.m. Be a great listener and call this number again. Area code 714-409-0578. You will be blessed on Sunday nights at 7 p.m. and on Friday nights at 7 p.m. Isn't God wonderful? He's here, and he can answer prayer. Our prayer request tonight is our sister, Alma. She has a blood pressure problem. They had to take her into the hospital tonight. And, Lord, we just ask you all to help pray for that blood pressure to come down and make her whole again. Also for kidney diseases, Mr. Gonzalez, he's doing dialysis and is doing better, but he still needs prayer. On the heart situation, we have two neighbors in our vicinity that has heart problems, and they need prayer. One has to have open heart surgery this coming week, and the other has had open heart surgery, but it's not doing as well as they want them to. For eye surgery, we have two people that's going in to have cataracts removed, and they need prayer. It's nothing like having surgery. Everybody knows that it's an endanger to our bodies, but God can guide those hands of those surgeons, and they can take and help. I have a little neighbor next door to me. Her name is Heaven. She's 5 years old. She has been diagnosed with epileptic seizures, and we know God can take and answer prayer. And every time she comes over to the house, she says, "Aunt Peggy, just let's pray." And we've been praying, and that little child, in her faith, she just tells the Lord all about herself, what's hurting her, why is she falling down, why is she doing this, that, the other, but it's nothing like a child's faith. because God said he would reward. All we had to do was call and ask him and let him know. Also, my cousin in Tennessee that had bike surgery, I talked to her this weekend, and she is doing fine. She is able to walk without pain, and she's able to take and go up and down stairs, something that she could not do for many of years because of her bike disc had come out of place. And they went back in and relocated those discs, and now she is walking almost perfect. Isn't that wonderful what God can do for us? Remember to pray for protection. We've had several murders in the city this week, and in fact here in our own neighborhoods, we've had several cut downs, and it's not really great to report this, but we can bring the problem to God, and he always has an answer for it. And here in Psalms 18, it says, I love you, Lord. You are my strength. The Lord is my rock, my protection, my Savior. My God is my rock. I can run to him for safety. He is my shield and my saving strength, my defender. I will call to the Lord, who is worthy of praise, and I will be saved from my enemies. The ropes of death came around me, and the deadly rivers overwhelmed me. The ropes of death wrapped around me. The trap of death were before me. In my trouble, I called to the Lord. I cried out to my God for help. From his temple, he heard my voice. My call for help reached his ears. Isn't that wonderful? We have the assurance that he hears. And all the time that we call to him, he can always answer. God knows what he wants for us. He knows that we're there. Just remember to listen to our program. And you will always hear the word of God. Thanks for listening to God's Favorite Radio Program, featuring Pastor Evangelist Vivian George and Victorious Living on Friday nights at 7 with Minister Janice Williams. We just thank God for having these two great ladies serve God and let the words of his message reach you tonight with kindness and with love and adoration. Thank you for listening to God's Favorites Radio Program. Pastor Evangelist Vivian George.
Thank you so much, Sister Biden. So glad you're back tonight, and thank you, thank God that she's feeling well tonight, praise God, because I truly missed her last week, praise God, because she weren't feeling well. But God brought her back, praise God, and I just thank God for her. I thank God that his healing power is just flowing through, praise God. God just lets his virtue just move through and out his people. Praise God. Hallelujah. God has a way of doing things that it just done our way, because his ways is just not like our ways. Praise God. We look for God to do things one way, and he does it another. So that's where coming in and trusting God. Praise God. Well, I want to talk about tonight. My subject is Satan will try to stop you. Satan will try to stop you. And we're gonna go to 1 Thessalonians 2:18 and read that scripture there. 1 Thessalonians 2:18 reads as thus, wherefore we would have come to you, even I Paul, once and again, but Satan hindered us. Satan hindered us. That's what I want to talk to you about tonight, how you can have plans, but Satan will hinder you. Praise God. Paul said this. Paul said there was things that they was planning on doing, but Satan hindered
them. Don't you know, or did you know, that the devil has plans for your life today and every day? Satan has plans for your life. Why? Because he does not want you to live. Praise God. Did you really know? Do you realize that Satan has plans for your life? Any way he could have any way that he can do to stop you, he would stop you. Just any way that he thinks. But if you pray and believe God, God said, I'll be, over in some, he said, I will watch over you. Praise God. It's his desire. It's Satan's desire to steal from you. He wants to steal your friends. He wants to steal your money. He wants to steal your joy. He wants to steal your life of happiness. He don't want you to be happy. The devil wants to make you miserable. He wants to make you miserable. He wants to make your day, just have a bad day, miserable, upset. This is something. This is why we have so many people walking around complaining, saying it's a failure. They feel like they're a failure. They feel like they don't have no reason to go on. Well, Satan wants to make you feel that way. I've heard people say it's just not worth living. Some people just put a gun to their head and just end it. That's not what God wants. That's what the devil wants you to do. The devil wants you to complain and say, oh, I don't see no reason that I should go on with this, because it's not amounting to anything. But have you brought it before God? He said, bring all, everything that easily besets you, bring everything to God in prayer. Your adversary wants to freeze you up. He wants to freeze you up with fear. How many people you know is walking around with fear? He wants to freeze you up with that evil spirit of fear. And many people are going on tranquilizers because the spirit of fear is up on them. Oh, my God. We know people going on medications because of fear. Yeah. Fear until you are a nervous wreck. Nervous. Can't do nothing because you're just trembling, nervous. And on all kind of medication. But God, who is rich in mercy, can deliver you. Yes, he can. God can deliver you from these things if you would just get Satan, tell Satan to get out of your life. Get into this word and believe God. Satan wants to kill your faith. Yes, Satan wants to kill your faith. So you won't believe God's word. See, I'm telling you to get into the word. But Satan wants to steal your faith or kill your faith so that you won't get in, so you won't be able to comprehend, so you won't. Oh, he just want to bog you down so you can't even think right. That's his aim. See, his battlefield there is in your mind. And if you can't get that mind together, then you're being overtaken by Satan and his demonic spirits. But you got to command them out and believe God. He doesn't want you to gain knowledge. Why he won't allow you to go into that word. Satan, though, if we go back in Genesis, God told her not to eat of the tree. And Satan know if she eat of that tree, God know if she eat of that tree, she would gain knowledge, and Satan come there and deceived her. You see how Satan is so subtle. He does not want you to gain any knowledge and understanding of God's word. And when God said, most of all, get understanding. See, God tells us what he wants us to have. He wants us to gain knowledge of him. He wants us to get an understanding of him. He wants us to know more about him. But Satan have come to steal, kill, and destroy. That's why he won't let you read the word. Because God's word will illuminate you. God's word will enlighten you. God's word will heal you. God's word will lift you up higher from where you are. God's word will make you fruitful. You will multiply in all kind of ways that God, that you need to multiply in. Not in family only, but if you to have children, whatever. He will multiply and you will be fruitful in every way. You see why so many people are not fruitful? Because the devil has hindered them. And if you got some hindrance in your life, we need to pray it out. You need to go to your pastor and pray it out. The Bible says call for the elders of the church. He wants to weaken you in your faith and make you feel that you have no strength to go on. That's his aim. He wants to make you feel that you don't have no strength. Just weak in the faith. My God, my God. Satan is busy. He's going to and fro throughout the whole earth, seeking, seeking whom he may devour. And if it's you, if you're weak and not in the word as you ought, he's going to attack. He's going to attack. What did God say to Satan when he told him that he wanted Job? God told him, said, you can test him, but you can't have him. And God is saying the same thing for us today. Satan, you can go there and you can try my people, but if you are in God's word, God is not going to let Satan have you. He won't let him have you. Praise God. Let's look at another scripture. Luke 11 and 52. And it reads as thus. Woe unto you lawyers, for ye have taken away the key of knowledge. Ye enter not in yourselves, and them that were entering in ye hindered. Now this really touched me. You need to read that real good. It said ye lawyers, but that's anybody that tries to hinder you. People will try to hinder you. People, not only lawyers, people in hierarchy, people that's over you, pastors. Yes, 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 that's what I'm saying. Pastors sometimes will try to hinder you, to keep you from going forth in what God wants you to do. People, you know where that falls under the category of jealousy. Jealousy comes in all type of ways. Jealousy comes to hinder you to the form of Satan. People will try to hinder you. That's what that word just said. My gracious. It said at the end, it said, and them that were entering in, ye hindered. All them that was trying to come in, they hindered them. You know, when I read that, I said, oh, my God, I cried out to my God how people would try to hinder you from going forth. In the thing, and they'll do things to you. They'll try to do all kind of things to you. But that's a spirit. It's not them. It's the spirit, the evil spirit that's coming through them. And jealousy is so wild. If we look back there, they put Joseph away, and when they stole Jacob's birthright, it was jealousies. Jealousy always have been, people. Jealousy ain't just not started. Jealousy been here ever since the world began. Praise God. But that's the works of Satan. That's how Satan will try to hinder us. So we have to be careful of these things, because we could be the one bringing in the jealousy. I tell you what, most people don't want to look at themselves. Every day we need to search ourselves. Why? Because the Bible tells us to search ourselves. Every day we have to search ourselves. And if we do that, we wouldn't have so much jealousy. If we take a look at ourselves and say, Lord, if there's, you know, I did it today, and even I come out of church, I say it all the time, Lord, if there's anything in me, Lord, take it out of me. Take it out of me, Lord. I don't want to be jealous of anybody. I don't want to be bitter against them, bitterness against someone. I'm telling you, Satan comes in all forms now, not just in jealousy. And you had better watch out that your prayers don't be hindered. Praise God. You have to watch out that your prayers don't be hindered. I know in 1 Peter 3:7, God was talking to the husbands. But there are other ways that your prayers can be hindered than the husband prayers can be hindered. It's according to how you are living before God. There are some things that God just hates. He hates. Praise God. Proud, look. We got some pride. God hates pride. Yes, he does. God hates pride. So that's why we have to search ourselves. Because, see, all these things will come upon us. All these things, yeah. A proud look. Lying. Seven things God hates. And he told us that. So we have to search ourselves. Well, you may say, I don't do any of them. You mean to tell me you don't sin? The Bible says we sin daily. And if we say that we have no sin, we're a liar. Praise God. So we have to be careful, and we have to start looking at ourselves. I'm telling you, I take a look at myself every day, and I know I fail to see everything. That's why I have to repent. And I said, the greatest thing, the way you can live on overcoming life, is repentance every day. Repent before God every day. All day, if you whatever you got to do. Say, Lord, here I am before you. I ask you to forgive me of my sin. I have sinned. I have sinned and come short of your glory. Lord, forgive me of my sin. I do. I do all during the day. Lord, forgive me of my sin. Oh, God, help me. I have failed you in some type of way, in some way, Lord. I have failed you. Why? Because I'm still in a fleshly body. And in this flesh, he say, lies no good thing. So in this flesh, there's going to be all kind of failures. Most people don't want to see themselves. They don't want to see them. I could say this in the ministry. Most people think they are so high up there in ministry, they don't want to look at themselves. But we have to. We have to. Praise God. Let's look at another verse. Galatians 5,
7 through 9. And it says, you run well. Who did hinder you that ye should not obey the truth? What hindered you why you didn't obey God? The word of God. I can tell you what hindered you why you didn't obey the word of God. Satan hindered you. That's what Paul said. Praise God. This persuasion cometh not of him that calleth you. God called you. It was an evil spirit that came. Praise God. A little leaven leaveth the whole lump. Just a little leaven leaveth the whole lump. So what called you? What called you? Who did hinder you? Who stopped you from going forth in the word of God? Who stopped you from praying today as you ought? Who stopped you from loving as you ought? Who stopped you from doing something good for somebody today? Or encouraging someone today in the word of God? Who stopped you? As I said, in Genesis, there was lying, lies told, murdered, smart at the mouth with God. Praise God. But who hindered you? This is what you think about tonight. What is hindering you, or who hindered you from being what God wanted you to be? The words say, but God, who is rich in mercy, who has our DNA, who knows all about it, he gives us the last seal of approval. He knows you. He is the one that has bought you with a price. Our God. He is the one. He is the one that has predestined you to the day of redemption. So he knows everything. He knows everything. He knows what you're going to do before you do it. Praise God. What are you going to let hinder you? If God has predestined you. We must trust in the Lord with all our heart, our mind, and our soul. If we trust in the Lord, trust him, then we can press past the things that's trying to hinder us. You may have made some plans and look like everything come in to try to stop you from the plans that you have made. Satan will come there, just like Sister Biden just said, we pray for a lady that just was rushed to the hospital with heart failure. I'm quite sure she had other plans, but she didn't know she was going to be rushed to the hospital with a heart, high blood pressure. She might have been planning to do something else, but the devil has another plan. But God has the last say-so. Sickness is one of the devil's plans. He wants to throw you down so you can't go forth. Sickness can land you so deep back. Until you say, oh, my God, I had planned to do this. I had needed to go do this. I had plans to do this and that. Oh, well. Satan hinders us sometimes with our children. We have great plans for our children. But the devil causes them to go out and get into other things. And we saying, oh, my God,
What must I do? What must I do with this child? Or your husband? Maybe your husband done went out and committed adultery with another woman. Or your wife, or whatever. Maybe you might be going through a divorce. But all that's Satan playing. Maybe drugs have plagued your home. But that's Satan plans to hinder you, to stop you, your son or your daughter. Maybe, like Sister Biden said, we had murder over here. We had other plans, but Satan has stepped in and hindered. It's going to cause someone's son to land behind prison walls. Somebody may be sick and need a healing. Satan will try to hinder you and stop you from going forth in the things of God. God has a plan for you. He wants you to know that. God has a plan for you, and he wants you to follow out his plans. It's his good pleasure to bless you. Does God want to bless me? Yes. God has many blessings in store for us. But we have to walk according to in order for the plans to be carried out. We have to walk according to God's plans and not our own. Don't fulfill the lust of the flesh. Don't fulfill the lust of the flesh. But walk according to God's will. Walk in the Spirit, the Word said. Walk in the Spirit. He said, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. That's in Galatians. I'm still in Galatians 5. If we live in the Spirit, let us walk in the Spirit. And let us not be desirous of vainglory. Because if you get desirous of the things of the world, then you're allowing Satan to come in and stop God's plans. Provoking one another to envy. Envying one another. See, when you get out there out of God's plan and into let Satan get you into his plan, yes, you are going to be envious of one another. You know, I've had people to walk up to me and tell me, I'm very envious of you. I think that's so cruel. I don't want to be envious of anybody. That's the works of Satan. That's the works of Satan. God is telling us that in these last days that we must walk in the Spirit. We have to walk in the Spirit because, you know, people going, I tell you, I had someone to call me long distance and call me stupid. You know, I had to take that with love. Because, you know, that was an attack of Satan, and if I would have bowed to that, if I would have lashed back, God said, don't answer a fool. God tell us, don't answer a fool. So I knew immediately, because I'm walking in the Spirit, I knew not to answer that silly remark. That was from the devil. That was to get into my spirit and cause me to bow down and get bitter and anger and fighting and fussing and calling back. Oh, I thank God. I have not arrived. But I'm pressing. I'm pressing toward that mark of the high calling in Jesus Christ, that I'll be called to liberty. He said, for brethren, ye have been called to liberty. We that are in the Lord have been called to liberty. We are free in Jesus. So we don't let the things of the world cause us to bow to them. You know why? Because Satan going to stop us. That's his way of hindering us from going on where we need to be. Praise God. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but to love, serve one another. My God, there it hits it on the head. That's Galatians 5 and 13. Praise God. You see why we need to, oh my God, read that again. For brethren, you have been called to unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh. No, I couldn't use my liberty that I have to bow down to the flesh, but by love and to serve. Hey, glory to God. I'm a servant of the Most High King. Serve one another. I tell you, this word is awesome tonight. You need to take it and hug it. And so that you, when things come up against you, Satan won't hinder you and cause you to be angry and bitter and jealous and in a rage when people say things to you or say things about you, about your children, about whatever God is telling you to go on and do. Know who you are. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Don't be in bondage. Ephesians 5 and 1. He told us to stand fast. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty. You are free in the liberty of Christ. Don't let Satan steal your joy. Don't let him steal your joy this week. Stand fast. Stand fast. Because he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But he won't destroy your joy. He won't take away the liberty that you have in Jesus Christ. Praise God. I pray that this message has been a great one to you because it blessed me so much. Praise God. When I read it and I read those scriptures, I said, thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for keeping me, oh God, from being in rage and fear and jealousy. Praise God. Well, may I bless you before we go off the air. God said bless his people. Praise God. A hundredfold blessing I pray upon you. May the Lord bless and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you. And may he lift up his countenance towards you and give you peace until we meet again. Call somebody next week and say, ooh, we had a great study in the Word, just a small little study, but it was rich. And I tell you, oh, if we stay with that word like it is, the devil can't get in. Praise God, because we knocking him out every time he tried to get in, because we just banged him upside the head tonight and told him to get out. Praise God. May you be filled. You never have lack in your in another day in your life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God bless you. May God bless you. Bless you. Name. Have a good night now. We love you. And give God all the praise. Give God all the praise. Hallelujah. Bye-bye.